I'm from KPFT Houston. I am convening the PMB Personnel Committee meeting today, the 9th of August, 2021, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is now about 7:36, and I will go ahead and call the roll, and that would be Alex Steinberg. Are you here?
Yep.
Okay, Alex is here, and Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
I am here.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
I'm here as well.
Thank you, Heather. Ollie Lexa.
Here.
Thank you, Ollie. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Thank you, Tom. And Sandra is here. So all members are present and accounted for. And I sent out a draft agenda. Does anyone want to volunteer to be secretary this evening?
What does the secretary need to do?
Just write down what we do.
If no one else wants to do it, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. The secretary would then send those notes out, correct?
Yes, you'll just type up the minutes of the meeting and send them out to the members of the committee. So minutes approval from the previous meeting. I do not know that we have any minutes from the previous meeting. Alex, you chaired that meeting. Do you have any recollection of minutes being provided?
No, but... We didn't actually pass any motions at the last meeting. We just sort of restated the purpose of the committee and what we were intending to do as far as the ED search. But there were no motions as far as I recall.
Okay, so we don't have minutes from the last meeting, so that's, we can check that off the list. The next item up was a discussion regarding the motion that Ollie Lexa put forward earlier this afternoon, and Alex, you were so kind to remind me that that kind of discussion can't take place on an open session, so if we want to discuss that, we will need to go to executive session to discuss that.
I don't think you, well, first of all, in the posting for this meeting, we did not indicate that we would go into executive session. And number two, I don't really know why this committee should be involved in an issue like this. This committee is tasked with doing an ED search, and that's basically all it's tasked with right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we can discuss that in executive session if we decide to take that up. But it is a personnel matter, so I think it falls under the personnel committee, but others may disagree, and that's fine. So we'll strike item number four for the time being. Moving on to item number five, that was discussion regarding the email correspondence from Livingston and Associates. I sent out the email that I received, as well as an email with attachments of potential executive director candidates, as well as a list of potential executive director candidates from last fall before the personnel committee closed up shop. I sent them all on the 26th of July and then again just a little after 7 p.m. this evening. Hopefully everybody received them. Did anybody not receive them?
Sandra, I did, this is Heather. I didn't get it. I've looked everywhere, actually. So wondering if you wouldn't mind sending that out to me again. I don't know if you have my email address.
What is your correct email address?
HMC, M as in Mary, C as in Cat, Gray, G-R-A-Y, at earthlink.net.
I have a cat that's trying to help me. Bear with me here.
That's all right.
Okay. H is in hotel. M is in mama. C is in cargo. G-R-A-Y at earthlink.net.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's the email that I have, but I will. I'm on my phone right now, so I will resend them to you once this meeting is concluded.
Okay.
To make sure that you get them. Does anybody? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at the emails you sent out with those with that information, and for Heather, you used the address hlmcgray@gmail.com.
Oh, okay, thank you for saying that. I don't usually use the Gmail, but I'll take a look and see. So let me look while we're talking, Santa. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
When I'm on the 26, it looks like.
Yeah. I sent everything that I could find from the previous personnel, and then my recollection is that back in the fall when we were under the 2020 personnel committee, we were sent a list of, I think it was 42 potential executive director candidates that had already sort of been screened by Livingston Associates, but then they closed up shop, and so that went nowhere. And I'm assuming I have not been able to, I'm not going to waste the paper to print out everything again, but that the list of the 100 that we received this year of potential executive director candidates are included in that cobbled down list of 42 that was from last fall. So we need to, I would like to hear opinions or discussion regarding how everyone would like to go forward with this committee, being that Livingston and Associates is no longer interested in assisting us. They wished us well. If somebody thinks that they have the ability to convince Livingston and Associates to get back in the game with us, then I'm open to that. The floor is open. Does anybody want to comment or discuss or... go ahead.
Yeah, I think we just have to move with what we have. Livingston and Associates, I don't completely blame them. Let's put it that way. We sort of tell them one thing, then we tell them another thing. So, I think we just have to move on with what we have. That means we have a bunch of names, but we don't know the status of any of these names. And obviously, in that list of 100, the great majority of them are not going to be, judging from past experience, the great majority will not be qualified in some way or other. We have to start eliminating. We could probably do some preliminary work just by looking at what we have, and then when we get down to, say, a core group of about 30 or so, then we can start calling those people and find out if they are still interested before we move on from there. And once we get that, then I think it would only be fair to open up the process one more time by advertising for a two-week period, see if any new people wish to apply.
I'll leave it in the hand of...
Are you finished, Alex?
Yeah, so we have to work out a mechanism for doing all this stuff.
That's
what
we've got to do. Ali, go ahead.
So one of the documents you sent out says top applicants for consideration, and it's about 28 applicants. And, maybe we could start with that list and just, take a look at the list of what they're deeming as our top applicants, seeing which ones are still available or interested in the position. And then if we don't find any within that list that we all like, or at least a pool that we all like, then we could look into the bigger list of, what is it, about 100?
Mm-hmm.
And definitely.
What's the relationship between the top applicants list and the list of 100? Is the
top applicants like a subset of the list of 100 or what?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, it was my understanding, and I thought it was 42 applicants because I remember trying to read through them, and I ended up printing them all out, and then after they trashed the executive director search last fall, I recycled the paper. But it was my understanding that that was the list that Livingston and Associates had culled from all of the applicants. So I'm thinking that the list that we got this year with 100 applicants are, those 42 are in that same list because they did not specify when these applicants submitted their resumes, et cetera. So I guess we need to start there and find out, you know, compare apples to apples, regarding both of the lists and possibly just work with the already culled through list, the shorter list. But there may be, you know, there may be somebody in the list of 100 that is qualified that, we might want to look at. I feel strongly about, reaching out or, you know, posting the position and seeing if anybody else applies. I also know that Alex wanted to utilize the GM candidates from the recent search at KPFK and the list from KPFT, but our list here in Houston is completely exhausted, so we don't have anything further to add there. I don't know about KPFK and the general manager applicants, if anybody feels that they're qualified, but perhaps whoever was on that committee at KPFK would be willing to forward us the list of the remaining candidates.
I can do that. I mean, there's only three or four left because two of them have been hired for GM positions.
Okay. All right. Well, I know the gentleman that was hired, he had applied for the ED position as well. We have to take him off the list, obviously. Any other comments or questions or discussion?
Where would we?
I'm sorry. Who was that?
Go ahead, Tom. I have a question after Tom.
Okay. So Tom and then Alex?
Holly,
I'm sorry. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can we get Lydia's existing status clarified? My understanding is that she has either requested or is getting to be paid now instead of being a volunteer. And are we considering Lydia for this permanent position in that she started as a... as a volunteer, but she's been around the network forever.
It's not proper to name names as to who might be applying for the job.
Well, I'm asking a question here.
Yeah, we're in open session. You should be aware that Lydia is being paid as interim executive director. We authorized that payment on the board. Maybe you weren't at that meeting. I don't recall.
Okay, I'll hold my question for closed session.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Ali, I think you're next.
Yeah, I was just wondering where we would post or advertise the position, and looking at a timeline, would we do that now or after we've started going through some of the names on these lists?
Well, that's certainly up to the body of this committee, but I would think that we need to call through the list of 100, see how many of those people actually appear on the shorter list, and then contact all of them or review all of their resumes to see if we find anybody there that we think is of interest. And then depending on what we come up from there, we could potentially post the job, you know, basically starting fresh. I feel like that's what we should do because I believe these lists are kind of outdated at this point. So no telling how many people have moved on and gone on to other things, or how many people might still be interested. I would ask the body, how do you feel? What do you think?
Yeah, look, we need to work out how we're going to do this, and I would suggest that we have a closed meeting next week to go through the list and decide which of the names that we have, and this includes any names that are left over from these general manager search things. That's only two or three possible anyway. And narrow down that list to something more workable. What we think might be the top 15 or 20. And then we have to then get in touch with each of those people to find out if they are still interested in the position. And at the same time, we should make plans to advertise the position.
I have a pretty comprehensive list of places for postings through Cynthia Dobek, our HR person in the national office. She was instrumental in helping us get things posted for our GM search here in Houston, and I'm assuming she did the same for the folks at Los Angeles. So we might want to reach out to her, but I can look for my list of postings that I sent out for the GM search here in Houston. And if anybody knows of any potential posting sites, please feel free to email me or weigh in on that.
Yeah, the big one for public radio is Current. Current.org.
Yes.
They also have.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a printed edition. I don't know if they still do have a printed edition, but they're certainly on the internet. And then there's a couple of others, and then there's a couple of professional sites specifically for African Americans and Asians and Hispanics. I think we could reach out to those groups.
Okay.
If
you have that information handy, Alex, if you could send that to the members of the committee, that would be helpful.
I can dig it up because I went through this. Well, it was quite a while ago, so maybe those things have changed. I don't know. Cynthia probably has a better list. If you got a list from Cynthia, it's probably better than anything.
Well, she's a member of an organization that normally charges for postings, but because she was a member, she was able to get our GM job search posting posted at no charge. So I guess we'll be reaching out to Cynthia.
We are supposed to make an effort, for affirmative action compliance to make sure that we advertise and we encourage participation from African Americans and Hispanics and Asians. So we have to make sure we do that. And then there's there's the normal sort of trade publications. So again, the most important one I believe is Current, but there might be one or two others I'm not aware of. And that's how we can advertise. Now, we also used it years ago. We used to make a point of advertising in the classified section of one of the major newspapers. I think we took out an ad in the L.A. Times or the New York Times. I mean, I think that's kind of an obsolete thing these days. I don't know if anybody still does that.
I don't know either. Everything that we posted for our GM search here in Houston was done online. We did Current, and we did several others.
Yeah,
and I'll look up my list and forward that to everybody. I think I still have it.
And we don't want to go to monster.org because that's a total waste of time.
Well,
we always took out an ad in LA Times, a small ad, but it also went on their website and their jobs. But it was also a way for us to show evidence that we're in compliance as far as
so maybe we need to do that again then.
I mean, it wasn't expensive. It was cheap. It's just a little ad, but then we were able to take a screenshot.
Yeah.
I got a question about, since we're doing this ourselves without an agency like Livingston, when we set up the ad, are we going to create a unique email address or location for people to apply to, or how would we go about accepting the application?
Let's ask Cynthia about that. Maybe she's got an email address we can use.
Okay.
Potentially, yes. Yes, I believe so. Here in Houston, we set up a specific email address for people to apply to send in their resumes, et cetera. And we might have to start over from there. Cynthia already has one, then we can utilize that one.
Otherwise, we can ask Otis to create a Pacifica email address. He's done that before, so it's nothing new.
Yeah, Otis and John Amello were very helpful to us here in Houston. So I believe John Amello was the one that set it up for us in Houston. Okay, so we know that we need to call through the list that we have, narrow that down. We know that we need to contact Cynthia Dobek at HR, and we need to finalize a list of potential posting sites for the position. Am I leaving anything out?
Yeah, we need a job description. Actually, we need two versions of the job description. There's going to be an internal one that we can share with whoever we'll be interviewing, but there's one that we're going to use for advertising, which may be like a trimmed down or a popularized version of the job description.
Okay, I do have the job description that Livingston and Associates, I believe. I'm not sure if it was created by them and approved by the PMB or how that came about, but I can resend that to everyone. And there was also reference to interview questions and whatnot, so we need to think about that as well. Any other comments?
Sandra, this is Heather. I just want to say I'm looking forward to seeing that job description. That'd be great.
It's very detailed. I will send it when I find it. But I know that at one point.
Really, when we advertise, if it's too detailed.
Right. At one point, it was suggested that we needed to have this was for the GM search, that we needed to have a job description that was applicable to all five signal areas, that, you know, was consistent, because it seems like every time somebody does a job search for a GM, the job description varies slightly, and they wanted to make it uniform, and I believe it was Cynthia that suggested that, and I believe Lydia weighed in and said that, you know, it needed to be consistent across the board, and I agree, but for an executive director position, that, you know, encompasses everything, so I will look for that and send out what I can find. I don't think we need to go back to the drawing board regarding the job description for the executive director. We all know that it's a monumental task and that we are all seeking someone who's qualified. So there's that. Okay, so I think we've kind of got an outline here of where we need to go and what we need to do. So, Alex, you had suggested that we do an executive session next week.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll be basically a working meeting.
Right.
I mean, I think everybody should try to get it during the week, should look at the, at least at the top 40 or whatever it is, that list of resumes, and then be prepared to discuss them at our next meeting. And we have to cut that down to something more manageable. I'd say like maybe 20 or so. I don't know. I haven't looked at them, so I have no idea how easy or not easy that's going to be. It might be that we have a lot of very qualified people, which is going to make it very difficult to cut the list down. I just don't know.
Well, I think I'm going to start by comparing the list of 100 with the list of 42, and I would encourage all the members of this committee to do the same. And if you find somebody on the list of 100 that's not included in the 42, then perhaps we can reconsider them. But it was my understanding that list of 42 that we got in the previous executive director search was culled through by Livingston and Associates to determine, you know, which they thought would be most qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to have to take a look because the list of top candidates that I have, it's only about 20 people on that list. I'm having trouble finding a document with a list of 42.
Okay, I'll have to look again and see. I'm doing this from memory because that list of 42, like I said, I printed them all out. Because I thought we were going forward with an executive director search, and then they, you know, they said we're not playing anymore. So, like I said, it all went in the recycle bin. But I'll print out what there is. I'll compare apples to apples or apples to oranges or whatnot, and I would encourage everyone on this committee to do the same. And I would also encourage everyone on this committee to pick your top 20, you know, out of the 100 or out of the 42 or out of the 20 or out of the group, and then we can compare notes when we meet next. Would that be agreeable to everyone?
Yeah. And I think let's get moving on this. Why don't we just schedule the meeting, the working session for next week?
Is everybody agreeable to an executive session meeting to compare notes next Monday?
Sounds good to me.
Are there any objections to meeting next Monday?
At what time?
Same time.
Well, we have there's a conflict. There's a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee also next week. So we can have our meeting either earlier or later. I would prefer it earlier, but I don't know, you know, what other people think.
What time is the strategic planning?
Same time as this meeting right now.
Okay. So would everybody be able to attend at, I guess it would be 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and 4:30 Pacific?
It might be more than an hour's work. Can we make it 7 Eastern?
Does anybody object to meeting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific a week from today?
Tom does not object, but I may not be able to attend.
Okay, but you can send us your suggestions. If you're not
will do.
Okay.
Okay, so Alex, I don't have posting privileges on kpftx.org. So
yeah,
if you
I'll
will
post
an executive session for 7 p.m. Eastern a week from today. We will reconvene at that time, and we can discuss what's going on with the executive director search and what we are able to determine as viable candidates, and then we can go from there. Will that work for everyone? Okay, are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we will meet next Monday. What is that, the 16th?
Yeah,
at 7 p.m. Next meeting is set for executive session on the 16th of August at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we'll take it up from there. Is there any further discussion or questions or comments? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Can we go into executive session to discuss my motion?
We haven't posted it as an executive session tonight, Ali.
Why don't you just bring it up as a motion at the meeting Thursday evening?
Can I submit it before Thursday for inclusion in the closed session agenda?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I think that's the proper procedure if you want to go with that.
Okay, so I'll send that to Alex and Paulina. The reason I brought it to this committee is since it is a personal issue, I thought it might have a little more weight coming from the committee.
Well, I agree, but it is a personnel discussion, and it does need to be an executive session, and because we did not post this meeting as an executive session, we can't just go into executive session tonight.
Well, the other thing is that just because we have the name Personnel Committee doesn't mean that we're supposed to get involved in all the different personnel issues in Pacifica.
I would, Alex, agree that this would probably be more appropriate for the Finance Committee, but I'm not on the Finance Committee.
You're correct. It would have been more appropriate for the Finance Committee. I don't know. Are they meeting tomorrow? They usually meet Tuesdays, but I don't know if they're meeting tomorrow.
Well, it kind of falls in a gray area for me, because it does concern personnel matters, but it is something that the entire board should weigh in on. And I agree that, you know, coming out of the personnel committee, that people might be more willing to pay attention to the concerns and the reason for the motion. But I will leave that up to the body, be it the full PNB or the personnel or the finance committee. Wherever it lands, we should address it. That's just my thought. So thank you, Ali, and thank you, Alex.
So can I ask a quick question? Alex, are you saying that the purpose of the personnel committee is more like a search committee? The only purpose is to...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, my phone is jacked up. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. So just trying to clarify, are you saying that the only purpose of personnel is like a search committee, and that's for the ED search, and that there's no other personnel function that's served?
No, I'm not saying that. That's been the exclusive focus of the personnel committee. We could certainly do like an evaluation of the executive director as well. I think that would be a proper function. If we want to get into more, you know, general personnel issues throughout the network, I suppose we could do that, but I think if we wanted to do that, I think it would be best to go back to the full board. and ask the board that this is, you know, we want the mandate to do that. Because we've never explicitly done that in the past, as far as I know.
To your knowledge, is the purpose of the committee or the committees, are they written anywhere? Are they documented somewhere so that, you know, people are clear?
When we create the committees, if they're not standing committees, which are included in our bylaws, you know, if they're ad hoc committees that are created every year, then the motion that creates the committee should explain the purpose of the committee and what their scope is. I don't recall what exactly was the motion that created the personnel committee. I mean, we've had a personnel committee for several years, but its mandate is always renewed every year because it's not a standing committee.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions, comments, discussion?
Yeah. What quick question, if it's appropriate? Does anyone here know who's on the finance committee?
I believe there's one director from each signal area, as well as one LSB member from each signal area. Is that correct, Alex?
The treasurer of each local board is a member of the finance committee, plus whatever director is voted on by your fellow directors, plus the CFO is also a member of the finance committee.
Well, it's just because the finance committee had asked me to mail them some information about the expense reductions at KPFK, and I wanted to
send it to James Sugerton. He's the chair of the finance committee.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Maybe I'll copy Chris to see if he asked for it specifically.
Oh, you can send it to Chris also, sure.
Okay, are there any other questions, comments, or discussion? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Heather. I move to so moved.
Thank you, Heather. All right. Thank you, everyone. I guess we'll meet up again next week.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Yeah.